Our show this week, it's about the holidays that are coming up. And most of us think of those as a fun time, a great time to be with family and friends and celebrate the season and Christ's birth and all those things that come along with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. There's also another side to the holidays. And with some folks, it's not a joyous time, especially for those that have lost loved ones. And we're going to talk about this week's show with grieving and what those folks are going through and an organization that helps when it comes to that process. And that's Heart of the Cumberland.
Yeah.
And I've got this week Ms. Kim Mendoza with Heart of the Cumberland with us. Kim, thanks for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Y'all do such a great job with everything when it comes to folks that are grieving with the loss of loved ones. But that's especially important during the holidays, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
We think about the holidays and it's about getting family together.
Absolutely.
But if you've lost a family member, especially a husband or father, mother, wife, sister, brother, a close friend,
things are going to be different.
They're different, aren't they?
Very much so.
And that's where Heart of the Cumberland comes in. And you give these or have these support groups that help these folks that they're talking through their issues and going through that grieving process with folks that have also done that.
Yes.
That know the process,
that's
right?
That's the most important thing. Absolutely. You know, grief is one of the most universal things we know of, yet it can feel like one of the most loneliest places in the world, and especially for the holidays. And so we do come alongside Putnam County and surrounding counties, but for the whole Upper Cumberland, can come and join a holiday grief support group. Those are actually going to be December 2nd through December 30th on Tuesdays. We'll meet weekly at either 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. at our office, which is 25 West Broad Street in Cookeville.
Of course, everybody grieves different, though, don't they?
They do. That's so important, especially, again, for the holidays, to recognize that and to definitely talk about it ahead of time. You know, the thought of going to the grave is exactly what people need, and then not going to the grave is exactly what people need.
Yeah.
You know, having that empty chair at the table, some people need that. Others don't want any part of that. Some want to sing the songs that their loved ones always sang, and others, it's just so, so difficult. So to come to some type of an agreement before, you know, Christmas Day, for example, or Thanksgiving.
Planning
ahead is a great way to kind of minimize heartache, more heartache than has already happened.
Yeah, and you get family traditions of getting together, and you kind of do the same thing year after year, and then all of a sudden it's not the same because one of them is missing, right?
Right. And it's okay. That's our main message to people that come to our support groups, is it's okay not to be okay. Grief hurts. And those holiday traditions that you're talking about, you know, maybe they don't happen this year. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward through the holidays is going to look different. It's going to feel different. It's going to be different. And the healthier holiday experience occurs when your family can talk about that, realize that, and come up with a plan to, you know, have the cooking done by someone else this year.
Yeah.
Go out to eat this year, you know. Make new traditions this year.
That's what I was saying about new traditions. Growing up, our family Christmas tradition was always going to my grandparents, my mom's side. Great cook. Mm-hmm. Everybody came together. We did that for years and years and years and years. I mean, I'm an adult. I'm married. We're still going back and doing that. And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, what are we going to do this year? Well, we had to start a new tradition at someone else's house to pick that up and then do that years and years and years. And all of a sudden, some of those folks are gone. And it's about trying to pick up the pieces and starting something new. But that's difficult, isn't it, with us to change? Most folks don't like change, do we? We want to keep the same thing going, don't we?
Yeah, but perspective, you know, if you can realize it's the people that are still here that are important.
Right.
And life is so short.
Making every minute count.
Making every minute, every holiday count.
We take some of that for granted, don't we, that they're going to be there another year. I mean, we don't have any promise of another second.
We don't.
And I think sometimes we talk about, oh, yes, we're going to take advantage of every minute. But if we're not careful, this fast-paced lifestyle that we all live in anymore mm-hmm. and so much is grabbing our attention, it's easy to say, well, I'm not going to go to grandma's this year, or I'm not going to go to this or that. And if we're not careful, we never know if that's going to be the last one that we're
doing. Yes, and, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, Randy, where it's like there's regret and guilt over past holidays, for example, and that even makes it more complicated. Yeah. But we like to tell people the sum of any relationship you have is not dictated by the last moments you have with them or the last memories if they're not great. The sum of the love you have for them over the lifetime that you spent with them is where we like to focus on, instead of beating ourselves up over what we didn't do or what we did do that we shouldn't have. And we all know holidays, they can be stressful even when everybody is there. And then when they're not, it just takes more time to breathe in grace.
Talk about, Kim, your support groups. How's that actually work for somebody that's never been one, had been a part of it, but they're going through that grieving process? They've lost someone.
Yes.
Tell them what to expect when they go to one of these.
Yes. So we have four sessions a year, and two of those are journal groups, meaning that we have a curriculum with 11 grief topics to talk about. One each week. And in the groups, you'll find other people that are grieving, obviously. But at Heart of the Cumberland, we go a step further. We, since 2019, have introduced focus groups. So when you come to the 11-week groups, you will be with other people that not only have lost someone due to death, but it will be someone with similar circumstances. And we have found that that works so well. So, for example, if you're a bereaved mom, you're going to be with people that have lost a child. You'll be with other moms that have lost a child. We've introduced a subgroup of that for pregnancy and infant loss moms. So you're going to come and find people that have that story. Men that would normally not come and talk about their feelings do. And they find it, you know, that they build that trust quickly, and then they open up and they find a way to move forward. As a widower, as a bereaved dad, as a son, all of those issues, they are together very quickly and move forward. We have a survivors of suicide loss group that is very powerful.
Wow.
Such a different type of loss, and those people need each other. And they don't need to be in a group maybe with another situation of loss, so they come together. And so the women's group, so if you've lost your mom, your dad, siblings, friends, you come together as a woman. So when you're coming to a group, you've got that camaraderie. It's about an hour-long group each week. You get the different grief topics that you come, and literally it takes about 10 minutes. I'm telling you see the grief on other people's faces that you feel in your heart, and it is a connection that is, it's hard to explain.
It's all about being with folks that have experienced the same thing that you have.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. You know, the thought of going to the grave is exactly what people need, and then not going to the grave is exactly what people need.
Yeah.
You know, having that empty chair at the table. Some people need that. Others don't want any part of that. Some want to sing the songs that their loved ones always sang, and others, it's just so, so difficult. So to come to some type of an agreement before, you know, Christmas Day, for example, or Thanksgiving.
Planning
ahead is a great way to kind of minimize heartache, more heartache than has already happened.
Yeah, and you get family traditions.
Yes.
Of getting together, and you kind of do the same thing year after year, and then all of a sudden it's not the same because one of them is missing, right?
Right. And it's okay. That's our main message to people that come to our support groups, is it's okay not to be okay. Grief hurts. And those holiday traditions that you're talking about, you know, maybe they don't happen this year. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward through the holidays is going to look different. It's going to feel different. It's going to be different. And the healthier holiday experience occurs when your family can talk about that, realize that, and come up with a plan to, you know, have the cooking done by someone else this year.
Yeah.
Go out to eat this year, you know. Make new traditions this year.
That's what I was saying about new traditions growing up. our family Christmas tradition was always going to my grandparents, mm-hmm. on my mom's side. Great cook. Mm-hmm. Everybody came together. We did that for years and years and years and years. I mean, I'm an adult. I'm married. We're still going back and doing that. And then all of a sudden, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And you think, what are we going to do this mm-hmm. year? Well, we had to start a new tradition at someone mm-hmm. else's house to pick that up and then do that years and years and years. And all of a sudden, some of those folks are gone. And mm-hmm. it's about trying to pick up the pieces and starting something new. But that's difficult, isn't it, with us to change? Most folks don't like change, do we? We want to keep the same thing going, don't we?
Yeah, but perspective, you know, if you can realize it's the people that are still here that are important.
Right.
And life is so short.
Making every minute count.
Making every minute, every holiday count.
We take some of that for granted, don't we, that they're going to be there another year. I mean, we don't have any promise of another second.
We don't.
And I think sometimes we talk about, oh, yes, we're going to take advantage of every minute. But if we're not careful, this fast-paced lifestyle that we all live in anymore mm-hmm. and so much is grabbing our attention, it's easy to say, well, I'm not going to go to grandma's this year, or I'm not going to go to this or that. And if we're not careful, we never know if that's going to be the last one that we're going
to get. And, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, Randy, where it's like there's regret and guilt over past holidays, for example, and that even makes it more complicated.
Yeah.
But we like to tell people the sum of any relationship you have is not dictated by the last moments you have with them or the last memories if they're not great. The sum of the love you have for them over the lifetime that you spent with them is where we like to focus on, instead of beating ourselves up over what we didn't do or what we did do that we shouldn't have. And we all know holidays, they can be stressful even when everybody is there. And then when they're not, it just takes more time to breathe in grace.
Talk about, Kim, your support groups. How's that actually work for somebody that's never been one, haven't been a part of it, but they're going through that grieving process? They've lost someone.
Yes.
Tell them what to expect when they go to one of these.
Yeah, so we have 4 sessions a year, and 2 of those are journal groups, meaning that we have a curriculum with 11 grief topics to talk about. One each week. And in the groups, you'll find other people that are grieving, obviously. But at Heart of the Cumberland, we go a step further. We, since 2019, have introduced focus groups. So when you come to the 11-week groups, you will be with other people that not only have lost someone due to death, but it will be someone with similar circumstances. And we have found that that works so well. So, for example, if you're a bereaved mom, you're going to be with people that have lost a child. You'll be with other moms that have lost a child. We've introduced a subgroup of that for pregnancy and infant loss moms. So you're going to come and find people that have that story. Men that would normally not come and talk about their feelings do. And they find it, you know, that they build that trust quickly, and then they open up and they find a way to move forward. As a widower, as a bereaved dad, as a son, all of those issues, they are together very quickly and move forward. We have a survivors of suicide loss group that is very powerful.
Wow.
Such a different type of loss. And those people need each other. And they don't need to be in a group maybe with another situation of loss. So they come together. And so the women's group, so if you've lost your mom, your dad, siblings, friends, you come together as a woman. So when you're coming to a group, you've got that camaraderie. It's about an hour-long group each week. You get the different grief topics that you come. And literally, it takes about 10 minutes. I'm telling you, you see the grief on other people's faces that you feel in your heart. Mm-hmm. And it is a connection that it's hard to explain.
It's all about being with folks that have experienced the same thing that you have.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
We're going to take a break, though. Stay with us. We'll be right back. That experience is so key. It's hard for me to know what you're going through if I haven't experienced something similar to that. But if I've experienced almost the same thing that you do, you can and I can have a conversation and have a relationship yes. with that grief, and we both know what the other one is
yes.
is going through, which is, I don't know how you do it, okay? That's got to be tough. But to see these folks that go through your groups and turn around and want to be part of
that's
your organization.
Why, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
It's the hope that Heart of the Cumberland is a part of, not just the grief. The grief is obviously there. It's obviously heavy, but it's the hope that comes from seeing people be able to move forward.
About taking that next step.
Yeah.
With all your groups doing, I'm not putting light to any grieving or any loss. I would think that the parents that have lost a child, I mean, we're not supposed to bury our children.
No.
That's got to be a really tough one to go through.
Yes. And so that started in 2019 from a bereaved mom, actually, that came in. She had been through our program, loved what she experienced, but wanted to go that extra step. And so that's how we started those groups. And that first group, I was the facilitator. And I've experienced a late-term miscarriage. That's part of my story.
Wow.
But I've not experienced the loss of a child that I have bonded with. Wow. So I believe that that is different. I quickly told those ladies, I said, I have turned on these lights and I have got these books here for us to go through. And I have prayed for you. But the moms are the ones that are helping each other by saying, you know, the tips, the way they feel at different stages. You know, we had people that the loss had just happened maybe the month or so before, and then right. we had people 6 months and 2 years and 4 years. I've learned through doing this that 4 to 6 years for a bereaved parent is newly lost. That's
yeah.
a new loss. But culturally, we just want them, and I don't think it's because we're being hateful or mean or
yeah.
anything like that. It's just we don't want people to hurt. We don't
right.
want our family members
right.
to suffer.
Right.
So we want to help them move on. But at Heart of the Cumberland, I think we are just, we let people slow down and we let people mourn. You know, we now, even our funerals are called celebrations of life,
yeah.
which is good.
It is.
But people need to be able to mourn.
We have changed, Kim. I know you know. As I was growing up, and you too, you'd have at least one night of visitation at a funeral, sometimes two nights.
Yes.
Then you have visitation before the funeral, then the funeral. I think people had more time to go through that grieving process. Now, it's all done in the same day within 2 hours, or they're not having anything, any mm-hmm. funeral or anything. Don't you think that makes it more difficult for the folks to go through that grieving process? Because they're going to have to go through it, mm-hmm. right, at some point?
Yes. You know, I remember standing, I was the one standing next to my mom's casket, and I can remember feeling that. It's like, this is me. This is my mom. I have yeah. been to countless funerals, but there's another feeling when your mom and dad no longer walk the face yeah. of this earth, and you can't explain it to someone that hasn't gone through that yet. But yes, it's a lot quicker. I think, you know, COVID kind of brought that along where the people didn't even have funerals.
Right.
And we had a whole chapter of people that had that as their story.
No closure there, did they?
No closure, no real avenue to be with the connected families and
friends
and friends and mourn. That was difficult. But there does need to be a place, you know, to come together. My goal, our goal is just like you go to the doctor when you have pain, physical pain. When someone passes away in the Upper Cumberland, I just want it to be a natural resource for people to pick up the phone and say, oh, it's time to come to Heart of the Cumberland to a grief support group. We are the only ministry like this in the state of Tennessee and beyond that have weekly groups that are faith-based, that we have focus groups like we do.
Yeah.
And it's such a valuable resource.
Y'all do such a great job. We got more to talk about with Kim Mendoza and Heart of the Cumberland. They've got a candlelight memorial service, holiday grief support, memorial ornaments. And we're going to talk about the groups that they do inside the school system, which is a great service they provide to our community. Our show this week, about the holidays, which we think are great times, and they are. But for some folks that have lost a loved one recently, Those holidays can be a tough time. So we're going to talk about the grieving process. And we have a group here, a nonprofit in Putnam County, that's absolutely amazing. They provide support groups for folks that have lost loved ones going through that grieving process. And that's Heart of the Cumberland. And I got Kim Mendoza with us today. Okay. And we're talking about that process, Kim. And you've got some special things coming up. Candlelight Memorial Service. Tell us about that.
Yes, our community-wide Candlelight Memorial Service is November the 9th. It's a Sunday this year from 2 to 4 at the First United Methodist Church. We started this years ago for our group members, but it's now available for the entire community. You don't have to come to one of our peer support groups to come to our community-wide service. We will be having light refreshments. We have a special speaker. We have some special music. And then the service, the candlelight service, is going to be very moving. We have candles for everyone to participate in the reading of the loved one's names. Everybody will light the candle and take up to the memorial table. And so that at the end of that service, we have 40 to 50 candles lit of loved ones. And it just is a picture of resilience. It's a picture of love and honor and remembering. Then each family takes that candle home and they can light it at the holiday meals or just any time during the holidays that they would like to light that, just to warm up their hearts and with the memories of their loved ones.
Remember that person.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. You also do a where you can make a memorial ornament too, right?
Yes, we partner with the Art Jam. It's a local art studio here in Cookeville. And so we go to the Art Jam at 11 o'clock and at 6 p.m. We'll be there Tuesday, December the 9th. And we're going to make a Christmas ornament. The Christmas ornaments that we use are wooden. They can be painted with anything that you would like to use that's available there for us. And the ornament is, most of them have a little cut out that you can put a picture in of your loved one and just hang it on your tree or in your car, just at your desk, at work, however, you know, you want to use that.
You have this holiday grief support group, right,
yes,
that runs through the month of December.
That's right.
If someone has lost a loved one, they're going through that grieving process, they'd like to join one of your groups, how do they do that?
All they need to do is call the office, or they can get online at www.heartofthecumberland.org, and we have a form that they can fill out. We know it's hard to make that phone call, so we really try to make it as easy as possible to connect. But in order to prepare enough space, we do like to know ahead of time if you're planning to come. But honestly, if people decide that morning that they want to come, I would rather them come than not come.
Yeah.
That's going to be weekly through the month of December on Tuesdays, which is December the 2nd through December the 30th. So even that week of Christmas, we will be there for those people that want to come and just have a place to share. Giving your grief a voice is so important. The thoughts and things, beliefs that are in our minds regarding loss, you need a place to be heard.
Yeah.
And especially during the holidays, it's that way as well. So we just like to be there through all the seasons for everyone.
And they're going to be sitting with other folks that have experienced the same exact thing they have.
Yes.
Which makes a world of difference, doesn't it? Being able to talk to someone that knows what you're going through.
You know, people do have family members. We have our circle of friends, our churches, our agencies, our clubs, and that. And those can all help to a point, I would say, because you really benefit from being at a table with people that are experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. And there's nothing wrong. You're not a failure. If I could say that on top of the bill, we are not a failure when we need each other.
No.
I mean, I was listening to a podcast earlier, and they were talking about how God created us to need to be together. The fact that God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's a community.
It is.
He set it up that way.
That's right.
For us, He set it up that way for us as image bearers to reflect how He's created that to be.
Need each other.
Absolutely.
But it's impossible for me to talk to. I can console you.
Mm-hmm.
You're grieving. But if I haven't experienced the loss that you've experienced, whether it be a child or a mother, father, what it might be, unless I've experienced it, it's hard for me to know what you're going through, though. And that's where your groups come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so special because you're bringing folks together.
Yes, and most of our facilitators, we train our facilitators to just be that, to just be that listening ear. You know, we're not trying to counsel you. We're not professional counselors. We are just a friend. There's nothing wrong with going to counseling at all. But you know, some of us just need that extra person that gets it, that we can just sit and talk to, and we're being heard, and find out tools, what has worked for you. Wow, I never thought of that. And sometimes I know in our guilt and regret lesson, it's such a powerful lesson, because some of the things that we hold ourselves hostage over is things that really were out of our control in the first place.
Yes.
When you can communicate that quickly, someone will say, that's not your fault.
Right. But we carry that stuff inside, don't we?
Yes, we do. And so to get all those things that are inside out it's so needed. But I will say it's very difficult to do. We don't pretend that it's
easy
to get to us. We pray really hard those first meetings, because just to get out of the car in our doors, we realize growing up, me personally, I would have never joined a Pierce Corp, Randy.
Right.
I came to Heart of the Cumberland administratively, but I quickly fell absolutely in love with the whole model and realized that there were places that I needed to be vulnerable about. And now God's using those things
that
I can facilitate with. And that's just how the ministry works.
Part of the plan.
It is part of the plan.
Let's talk about, it's not just about the services y'all provide to adults.
Yes.
You know, they're grieving. You're doing a tremendous job in our school system,
these
groups, because we have so many children today that are grieving, and it may not be a death loss.
That is the key difference between the two programs.
Yeah. So talk about what's happening in our with these groups in our schools.
Sure. Whereas for the community program, it is the groups that we have, that we offer, are for loss due to death of a loved one, except, and maybe we'll get to talk about the virtual caregivers group that we offer. It's a virtual group for caregivers that are actively caring for chronically ill children or adults. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, virtually. But then the best group program, which is our school-based program, that is for about 500 kids come through Putnam County School Group every year. It's grown that much. So second graders through high schoolers come to a best group, and the people that make up the groups, those kids, not only maybe have lost someone due to death, but they can come if their family is experiencing divorce, deportations, deployments, abandonment, so foster kids,
incarceration,
Mustard Seed, the wonderful nonprofit here, those kids can come. If there's deployment, people that are being raised by their grandmothers and great grandmothers, and they don't come to a grief group. They don't have to tell their friends when they're skipping an encore class, I'm going to a grief group. No, it's a be each other support team.
Yeah.
So they're going and meeting other kids, and they go through the talking points. Again, the curriculum has been created by Heart of the Cumberland. So it's the navigating mazes of emotions for teens and exploring my feelings for the children. The children's curriculum is more of a craft base, so they're working with their hands as you're talking to them, and they're able to share what's going on with it because of the talking points that they're being facilitated. And they find out, oh, I'm not the only one that, you know, I share, I have two homes. I have my mom's home and I have my dad's home. And there's someone else that does that too. There's someone else that lives with their grandmother or their grandfather or their great-grandmother. There's someone else that, you know, they no longer live with their parents. They feel abandoned. They feel that. Kids grieve, very much so. And we know that, and we want to be there for them. Maybe in the best groups, we're the only person that's listening to them that week.
Kids have so much to go through anymore, don't they? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
We think in our day, most families stayed together. There wasn't the huge drug problem that we have across the country. Divorces were not as common as they are now. All kinds of things that these children have to go through that we didn't. And they need this. I mean, we're seeing teen suicides increase. And you know they're going through all these issues. And they really need somebody to talk to about them.
They really do.
And y'all are providing such a great service to do that. I just can't imagine the job that those facilitators they go through on a day-to-day basis while they're doing this. That's a special gift, isn't it?
It is. Now, in the school system, we have right now 5 Putnam County social interventionists. They are paid Putnam County employees that lead the groups. And then Heart of the Cumberland comes alongside with volunteer co-facilitators that are in the school system. And that program is completely faith neutral.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going in with any agenda whatsoever.
Right.
So we provide all the materials, the volunteers, as well as the snacks. Those kids love to have a little snack while they're in group. So Heart of the Cumberland is very thankful that we get to partner with the Putnam County schools like that. We also market those materials. There's other 28, might not have that number right, but there are many, many other counties in Tennessee that have come and trained on the curriculum and are taking it back to their own school systems and implementing it. So we're very excited.
Was this something just for Putnam County, or are you seeing it start to spread across the state with other counties?
We are, very much so. We have a training team that markets the material. There's different conferences for schools that we attend and go to so that people become aware of our curriculum and that they can come and be trained and take it back to their own clubs, civic clubs, their schools, their churches. That's another thing that we do with Heart of the Cumberland. So we want people to come to us, but we realize sometimes people like to go to their churches for things. So we very much invite pastors and lay church members that want to have these groups in their churches. They can come and train with us, and we'll gladly even sponsor the material. If you're in Putnam County, sponsor the training and have you be equipped to offer that for your own church families.
That's great, Kim. Y'all do such a great job, and I want to say thank you on behalf of Putnam County for what
y'all do.
And I know that y'all work as a nonprofit off of donations, so if somebody'd like to donate, then go to your website, heartofthecumberland.org.
Heartofthecumberland.org. We're on Facebook and Instagram. If you have any questions about what's going on with us, you know, our fate, we keep those socials accurate so that you can quickly find those things. And we do offer everything free of charge. There's no cost to come to groups. Any of our events that we have retreats during the year and different lunches and things of that nature, grief art expressions. So just find us on social media, call us or go online. We'd love to talk to you more.
Well, thank you so much for
Randy, what
you do. And thank you for being on the show and talking about
today.
Hey, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your week. May God continue to bless Putnam County.